right, good evening, everybody. JV3MXM here. We're going to get started with the Echo Link here in just a moment or so. And I've got plenty of stuff to share with you, so just stand by. We'll be right back. KV3MXM. Okay, good evening, everyone. This is KV3MXM. Thank you for joining us for the monthly Maryland, D.C. section EchoLink Net. Got plenty of stuff to share with you this evening, and you'll have an opportunity to share with us all what's going on around the section. First, I want to thank WB3GXW, John, for the use of the EchoLink node and our section leadership and division for coming on board tonight, and all of you for joining us. So let me go ahead and get started. Okay, just a couple things. We're going to run through the net pretty quickly tonight. I'm absolutely worn out, so let's see if we can get to everybody pretty quickly. First, I want to share some events that are going on, but first, this net is intended to provide you, the amateur radio community in Maryland, D.C., with local radio events and interesting activities, including our activities on analog, digital, DMR, fusion, D-Star, as well as radio over IP, which we're doing this evening, so that we can explore and enjoy the hobby of electronics and science and the things we do and camaraderie we participate in. If you're interested, I created an EchoLink code plug. It's available to all of you. It allows you to change or to update your favorites so that you can have a list of all the Maryland DC EchoLink nodes that are available to you. So you can join in with local nets, club meetings, and other activities. And I'll put that in the link box here in just a moment. And all right, stand by. W3. All right. And I'm hoping to get right on my mark here at 10 after. We'll start calling for stations. I'll start calling stations to share what's going on. But first, I'd like to run through some events that are coming up. All right, there are local VE testing sessions all over Maryland. The Laurel VE has a website, very nice. Laurel VE, or actually laurelvec.com. And upcoming is Westminster on the 19th, Laurel on the 19th, Linthicum Heights on the 22nd. And I checked the Queen Anne's County website, and I believe they have activities for testing on Sunday at 10 a.m., but I have to confirm that. All right, some other activities happening around the section. The Hamvention is May the 20th through the 22nd at the Greene County Fairgrounds in Ohio. Field Day this year is June the 25th through the 29th. What's coming up next month is the Armed Forces Day on May the 14th. Hopefully you'll be able to participate in the Virginia CUSO party, which is this weekend, the 19th through the 20th. Also, the Charlestown Area Hamfest in Charlestown, West Virginia is also the 19th. On the 27th of March is the Vienna Wireless Winterfest, and it's their Virginia State Convention in Annandale, Virginia on the 27th. All this information can be found on the ARRL website. On April 23rd is the Delmarva Amateur Radio Electronic Expo. This is also the Delaware State Convention in Georgetown, Delaware. On the 24th is the Mobileers Spring Ham Fest in Odington, Maryland at the Odington Fire Hall. The Greater Hagerstown Ham Fest in Boonesboro, Maryland at the Washington County Ag Center is April the 30th. Also on April the 30th is the York Ham Fest in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania. In June, we have the Manassas Ham Fest for you folks over on that side of town from Manassas Park, Virginia. And then the Father's Day Ham Fest in Arcadia, Maryland. That's on Route 30, just northwest of Baltimore, in Upperco at the Arcadia Firegrounds. If you're along the Mason-Dixon on this side of town, you can maybe visit the Firecracker Ham Fest on the July the 2nd at Harrisonburg, Pennsylvania. And then we've got on the 30th of July is Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, and it's their 2022 HamFest. And that's the events that are happening around the area for HamFest and events. So let me go to that now, and then we'll get right to the roster. Please look up and check on your ARES meetings that are happening in your counties or adjacent counties. Always good information on ARES meetings on VHF. The hospital, the ARES Hospital Net and drills are always the Wednesday following the third Monday. And some other interesting nets, if you're interested in GMRS, that's a different license than HAMS, they have nets here in Central Maryland on Wednesday and Thursday on Channel 19 and 17. The Mid-Atlantic DMR net is Thursday night at 8 p.m. on Talk Group 3124. And I'm not sure I asked if John was on. Maybe he'll come in later. But the bulletins are on Saturday 8 p.m. and Sunday at 7 p.m. You can hear them right here on the Wash_DC or via the WB3GXW repeater 147.225 near Silver Spring. Now the weather's starting to get a little better outside. Now the fact that we've gotten, I think, through the worst part of COVID, a lot of clubs are having meetings, like the Aero Club that has their meeting on the first and third Wednesday of every month at 7:30 p.m. at the Essex Sky Park. That's just to the east of Baltimore. The Montgomery Amateur Radio Club has theirs on Sunday, 9:30 on air is 146.955. And for the social nets, we got the Orioles net every morning at 9 a.m. on the 145.33 Charlesville repeater. And that repeater is also used in the evenings at 6:30 for the Baltimore traffic net. Let's see, the Maryland Emergency Phone Net is daily on HF on 3820 kilohertz, and that's a traffic net. And in the mornings is the Holly Net out of Anne Arundel repeater system, the north and south systems, starting at 6 and ending at 9, Monday through Friday. PG Aries VHF training nets on Tuesdays, 7:30 p.m. And Easton has a net every Tuesday, except for the third Tuesday, at 8 p.m. on their repeater down there, 147.045. And if you have a 6-meter or a 10-meter radio, or you have an HF radio with 6 or 10 on it, there are 6 and 10 nets. So if you, and especially if you have a technician license, 6 and 10 is available to you. There are nets in the morning on Saturday at 9 p.m. You can find that information online. And let's see, what else do I have? That's all I have for events at around the area, and we'll get started here with the roster. We're going to take a break and let the repeaters reset. All right, let me read the text messages here. Stand by. Okay, very good. All right, very good. Oh, yeah, there he says, 24 connections. Well, thank you very much, John. Let me go to the section staff, have them check in with us. Let's see. Is AB3WG on board? Yes, I think he is. There he is. Chris is the assistant section manager. Chris, you have words for the net. Go ahead.
AB3WG, good evening, Marty. Good evening, everyone. I tell you, the last 2 or 3 months, I couldn't be more excited to be a part of this hobby. There's so many things going on. I urge everyone to check with your local clubs and your local ARES groups for events that are coming up. I'm going to be involved in 2 events coming up here, one on the 27th of this month and then another one in April. And if you're interested in getting involved and getting out there and meeting people, please check with your ARES groups and your local clubs. Now that the virus has kind of subsided, there's a lot of things going on. Please get involved, and it's a great time to be an amateur. Back to you, Marty. Thanks for everything you do. Thanks to the section staff and everybody who makes this all work. AB3WG.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. I forgot. There's Jim, WI3N. Let me go to the Atlantic Division here. Jim, WI3N, a few words, please.
Okay, thank you very much, Marty, and I will say that you took all of the things I was going to say, so thank you very much. Back to net, WI3N.
Okay, very good, Jim, very good. Thank you very much. All right, let's keep the pace going here. We have WB3KAS, and with Jim is also Wanda, so let me turn it over to our SEC and Assistant Session Manager for some comments on the net this evening. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, very good evening, everyone. And thanks for everybody checking in tonight. We're going to have a test run tomorrow for the April 9 drill. We're going to have, Rhonda's going to talk about that. We have Montgomery County, St. Mary's County, will be on from home, seeing how well the 3820 operates in the morning. And if that doesn't work, they're going to switch over to 40. And if that doesn't work, I'm not sure what we're going to do. But Rob Hoyt, the EC for St. Mary's County, is running it. And if anybody wants to join us, I guess, just to see how good the propagation is at around 10:30 in the morning, let me know. Get another nickel here. We're having some trouble getting the Aries report that I send up to the league able to for everybody to see. And the part of the problem is that the league has a new system called Form 4. And when I get finished with all that and press send, it sends it right up to the league and no opportunity to get it in a format which Modi can put up on the newsletter. But I just figured it out just before 8 o'clock. It's a little bit of a hassle, but hopefully he'll be able to get it up on the section newsletter and everybody can see what they put in for last month, and hopefully we can get back on track with that. So that's all I have. I'm going to turn it over to Wanda, K3AHI. Stand by.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the gathering here tonight. My name is Wanda Montgomery, KA3AHI, and I have some net information. The HF Hospital Net meets on the 3820, meets on the 3820 Wednesday following the third Monday of each month, which is upcoming March the 23rd, will be the time schedule for that. Early check-ins accepted, so come on out and join us. Also, just like to mention a little bit about the Maryland Hospital Association Medical Region 5 is comprised of Calvert, Charles, Montgomery, PG, and St. Mary's. Demonstrate capabilities when all else fails and we lose the internet. So this afternoon, everyone, please be advised that the HF Hospital Net is the second quarter. It is second quarter, 3820, and we'll operate at, that's going to be on April the 9th from around the Maryland DC section, and that will be the quarterly exercise for the hospital program. Okay, and on the grounds of Bowie Hospital and a number of the locations around the area of Region 5, tune in to 3820 and listen up, troll or not net control, but anyone you might be able to talk with. And give us all a hand. It's going to be throughout the Region 5 and should be a fun time. And all those who are participating will have a great time. And those who give us someone to talk to will be very, very appreciated. Back to Nick.
All right. Very good, Wanda. Thank you very much for that. And Jim, thank you very much for that fine information. It makes it really helpful when we all participate. And let me go one step further, and I encourage you, if you have an interest in emergency communications, because that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about emergency communications. If you have an interest in communications when it comes to helping communities during their time of need, I strongly encourage you to join Aries. The great thing about Aries is this is how it works. So just like amateur radio, you took some training and you took a test, and then you were like, okay, what do I do with my radio? And then you get on the air and you listen, and then people are like, hey, let's do this and let's do that. And then you get involved, and that's how it works. And in Aries, you do that, but it also comes with the opportunity to train. And training is, I would say training is the most important thing, and I'll tell you why in a moment. Hang on a second. There's two parts of training. One is so that you can be independent and be able to accomplish the task that you're given. But equally important is to understand what's going on, to understand the nomenclature, the acronyms, the process, the procedure, so that when you're participating with a served agency, you're a valuable member of that organization. So I encourage you to join. Okay, I'm running a little late here. Let's do a quick ID. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. section Echo Link Net on the WB3GXW Wash underscore D.C. and linked repeaters. And we'll take a quick pause, and we'll be back in just a moment. Thank you. All right, let's go over W3YVQ. Father Al, the National Traffic System, our section traffic manager, for a few words for the net, sir.
Very well, good evening all, and welcome to the March version of the Echolink Conference. And I noticed one net was left out of the discussion of nets earlier, so no one will fault me for reminding you all that the Maryland and Delaware District of Columbia net, which is a joint net with our sister section in Delaware, meets on CW every night at 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. all year long. The local time stays the same for both sessions all year. And that is our Cycle 4 evening NTS and RRI affiliated traffic net. CW is still a very active and important functional role for national messaging services. It can handle a higher volume of traffic per unit of time than the voice circuits can. And that's on 3557 at 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. every night. And if you're new at CW, and net control can match your check-in speed, so don't be timid. If you're having trouble copying, just say QRS, and stations on CW and NTS will gladly slow down for you. It's also important to note that the Maryland SlowNet meets every night at 7:30 p.m. on 3563. At 7:30 p.m. local time every night on 3563, the Maryland SlowNet provides training in CW operation in nets and handling messages, and you're assigned an individual instructor who will send at whatever speed you need, and their knobs go all the way down to zero. So that's a brief overview, and we very much would like to see some more folks come in and support MSN. It's a great jumping-off place for new amateurs, and if none of the stations bother to check in, it's very hard to keep the spirit up and keep the net running. So support MSN, if at all possible, through your clubs. 73 all, W3YVQ.
All right, very good. Thank you very much on that. All right, let's continue with our roster this evening. Give me just a second. I'm going to grab another list here to make sure I have everybody. I'll be right back. Stand by. All right, here we go. That wasn't a very quick break, was it? All right, let's go to David, WB3IGW. Anything for the net, sir?
Good evening, Marty, and everybody else on the net. Well, I'm the treasurer of the Maryland Mobileers Club, and this past Friday, March the 11th, we had our first in-person meeting at the historic Baldwin Hall, and it was also not only in person, but we also broadcasted it on Zoom. And we also had a sheet cake to commemorate our first live meeting in 2 years. And also, our club is involved with VE testing over at the National Electronics Museum. But unfortunately, the museum is closing to the public in March. But we're going to have one more VE test session in March. And then we move to a new location in May to Severna Park. and all that information is on our website. So back to you, Marty. This is WB3IGW.
Very good, very good. Oh, that's good information. So, yes, we know the National Electronic Museum is closing, and it's a shame. You know, I've been there several times. It was absolutely awesome. It was a wonderful walk through that museum. Just the amount of electronics and other interesting things in there, I hope they do find another location. I really do. All right, well, thank you very much for that. And now we'll move down to, oh, wait a minute, stand by. Now we'll move down to Sean. November 9, Echo, Bravo, Juliet.
Here is M9ABJ from the Frederick repeater. Just a few things. The Frederick Amateur Radio Club will be having its first, or second, I think, monthly meeting Monday night at the Fire Hall in Frederick. It's an in-person meeting. I don't have all the details, but ask around on the repeater. I'm sure Sandy or one of the other members will be happy to help you out. Also, I think that's about it for upcoming right now. Just mention our net, the 10 to 11 net every Tuesday and Friday on the 14673 machine. The Frederick County Aries net every Monday night at 7:30 on the 673 machine. And the Frederick County Weather net Thursdays at 7:30 on the 673 machine. Also, Frederick County Newcomers net Tuesday at 7:30 on the 146.64 machine up here in Frederick. So I think that about covers everything for Frederick. Stand by to see if anybody else here in Frederick wants to say anything in case I didn't cover it all.
All right, very good, Sean. We'll get to the repeaters. The repeaters are going to be right here in just a moment. So let me, okay, we're at the bottom of the hour. Let me take a quick break in ID. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW, Warsh underscore D.C. Let's take a moment and let's see. John, I think you're on. So why don't you give us the update on the bulletins for Saturday and Sunday. Go ahead.
Had to wait for the ID to run, WB3GXW. I'm not going to be able to do the bulletins this weekend. I can't get up and down the steps because of this broken leg situation. So steps are not in my ability currently. So the injury to my leg was pretty bad. So I don't want to depress or bore anybody. So I'm not going to be able to do the bulletins this weekend. The good news is the Law Club will be testing tomorrow at 9 a.m. at 384 Main Street. I don't recall. I don't know if Jim said anything or not, but if he did, we said it twice. If not, we got it out. But we're back on for this month. We're scheduling tests again next month. Everybody keep their fingers crossed. I won't be able to attend that. They want me to, you know, keep the boot on, keep the weight off, and do the right stuff. Whatever you do, folks, do not break your leg. Back to net control, WB3GXW.
All right, very good. So let me give you another plug for something that's going on here. I talked about the code plugs. I'll get you that link in just a second. You know, another opportunity, especially if you enjoy listening, if you have a multiband HF radio or if you have a shortwave radio, and you already have access to, excuse me, pardon me, hang on a second. All right. And you already have access to some of the software applications that you can put on your tablets, phones, things like that. You know, a good thing to listen for is what's called shortwave radiogram. It's a weekend program broadcasted for WRMI, that's Radio Miami International. It's a digital program via an analog transmitter, a shortwave transmitter. And the program can be found, type into your browser, shortwave, Radiogram. And you should be able to find it, and it broadcasts, most of the time it's in MFSK, and it's only for a half an hour, so if you can interface your radio to your sound card, it's a great opportunity to listen to, or actually to watch, because the text messages, the text flies across the screen, and then they have 5, 6, 7, 8 different pictures that are sent via HF radio. Great opportunity, especially if you want to hone your skills in using FL Digi or some other program for decoding. All right, KB3MXM, we'll take a quick break. We'll get back to the rosters. Thank you and standby. All right, that wasn't much of a break, but it is a break. Let's go to Kilo Echo 8, OTP.
Hello, my name is Arup, coming to you from Silver Spring, Maryland. Checking into the net for the second month, and I hope to become more active in the community. 73 to all. Back to net control.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much, Arup. Thank you for participating here, and for your interest in amateur radio. And please, you're in the Silver Spring area. You know, there's several clubs around the area. They've probably got some activities going on. So we'll look forward to hearing from you next month. All right, let's move over to Stu, WI3J.
Well, good evening, Marty, everyone on the net. WI3J Stu here in Gaithersburg. Interesting net, always very informative. Appreciate it once a month here on the third Friday. And enjoying the gorgeous weather we're getting now, like every other day at least. My air conditioner has been running today, so really sound that that would come on. So there you go. Back to you, Marty, WI3J.
All right, Stu. It's very nice to hear from you, my friend. Very nice to hear from you. And with the change in weather comes the change in climate. So, you know, we can be a little bit more cautious, keep an eye on the weather, make sure your radio antennas are disconnected, your equipment is grounded. Just protect your gear, okay? Just protect your gear and protect yourselves when you're out in the weather, okay? All right, let's go to Pam, and then I'm going to go to Jeff. KB3SWS, and then Pam, when you're done, pass it off to Jeff at KB3SPH.
Thank you, Marty, and everyone else on the net this evening. This is KB3SWS. I am looking forward to participating in the second quarter hospital drill with PG Aries on April 9th. Should be a very interesting day. And I will send it over to KB3SPH. This is KB3SWS clear.
Good evening, everyone. This is KB3SPH. Ditto to what Pam said, also looking forward to Field Day in June in Nanjimoy. 3 months away, we secured the site, so planning begins for that. Back to net, KB3SPH.
All right. Thank you very much, both of you, and I really appreciate you checking in. Yes, field day this year is June the 25th through the 29th. I recommend that if you haven't gotten your field day gear yet, you know, go to the league. There's plenty of things there, you know, to wear, to have, to use, to hold, whatever you want to get. You know, there's plenty of stuff there. And, you know, I always like getting, like, a field day patch. You know, it's just one of those things. Or sticker or something just to, you know, to be a little bit more like the getting involved in field day. And I will once again this year, it's been not the case lately, the section manager will be doing the road trip. So hopefully I'll get to as many field day sites as I can possibly get to on that weekend. So, and for those of you that know me, I do show up at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. So just, you know, keep the coffee pot on. All right. Let's take a break. We'll be right back, and then we'll go to some repeaters. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW Wash underscore DC and linked repeaters. So if you're listening on a repeater, we're going to be calling for you in just a moment. And the first one I'm going to do is Ocean City. So Ocean City, get ready. KB3MXM. All right, we're going to call for stations on the Ocean City repeater, and this is how we do it. So if you're the sysop for the repeater or you're the one that's going to call the stations, I'm going to call for that repeater, A station will check in, you'll give me your call sign, and then you will either give me a list of stations that are checked in on your repeater, and please go slowly, on or call for stations on your repeater, and then we'll check in with each and every one of them. Okay, let's go with Ocean City. This is the K3ORB repeater. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Marty. This is Mark, K3WOC here in Ocean City, calling out to any stations here listening to the K3ORB UHF repeater. Any available stations out there, please check into the net. We're standing by.
This is KM4FKN, Chuck, in Kent Island, Maryland, linked through the Ocean City repeater.
All right, I did hear one station that didn't quite make it in, but I confirm Chuck there, KN4, that's Kilo November 4, Foxtrot, Kilo November. And then there was another RF caller there. Let me stand by one more time for that RF caller. Go right ahead, sir. All right, nothing heard then. It's just KN4FKN. Chuck, I will pass it over to you there, my friend, for some comments.
This is Chuck, KM. It's Mike4FKN. Just new in the area or back in the area, moved up from Florida. Trying to get my gear set up. Got to work on the antennas. I got to put them inside. So I'll get those up, but I enjoy listening to the net and getting all the information. Back to you.
Roger that, Chuck. Thank you so much for checking in, my friend. I appreciate that. And Marty, again, this is K3WOC with the Worcester Radio Group. Just wanted to give you a little club news, too. On April 2nd, we are doing our VHF range test here in Worcester County. We're going to be having a variety of members go to a bunch of strategic locations around the county, visiting emergency service facilities like fire departments, police stations, schools, and more, doing repeater signal reports as well as simplex signal reports as well. So it should be a good time, and that's on April 2nd, tentative right now. We'll have more information at our club's website, k3wrg.com. Thanks, Marty. Have a great night, and thanks to everyone on the net. KB3MXM, this is K3WOC.
WP2AHH, Wheelieville, Maryland, Mark, listening.
Oh, we do have one more caller there, Marty. That's our friend Mark out there in Wheelieville. Thank you so much, Mark. I'm so glad you could check in. WP2AHH, any comments for the group tonight, sir?
The only thing I have is I'm trying to learn this radio, and it's kind of fouling me up a little, but I've only had it 3 hours, and I'm on a little mobile mag mount about 11 miles out. But I'm having fun, and apparently you can hear me. Glad to hear everybody on the air.
Awesome, Mark. Thank you so much for checking in, man. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. Passing it back to you, Marty. Thank you so much. KB3MXM, this is K3WOC.
Okay, very good. And thank you so, so much for that. All right, let's see. All right, let's continue on here, and let me just mention something. Mark, you might want to listen up now. Here's what I have about the Maryland House Bill 331. So last year, for several years now, a bill has been introduced to give reasonable accommodations to amateur radio operators, and it doesn't mean you have to live in a restricted area. It's just it'll be a law in the state of Maryland if it gets passed. Last year it passed the House unanimously. It got hung up in the Senate committee. Today, I just found out that the House has passed this bill, this year's bill, 331, unanimously. It is now out of the House, well, it'll be out of the House probably next week, and it will be going over to the Maryland Senate, where it will then be introduced to the Senate, and then it will go into committee. All right, let me take a break real quick. Hang on a second. All right, this is how we help get that bill passed. Do you know who your delegate is? If you don't, find out. Your representatives, your fire chief, your emergency manager, those are very important in getting the bill passed. And talk to them, email them, mail them, reach out to them. And the information can be found on the Maryland General Assembly site And I've had several hams email me and say, Marty, what do you want me to do? Well, it was nothing to do at the time because it passed the House unanimously, but now we're going to be off to the races. So the idea is to get the word out, to get hold of your delegates, your representatives, your community leaders, and let them know that you're interested in this, having a favorable response from them, and encourage them to contact their leadership and move it all the way up to our Maryland General Assembly so that our representatives will know that our communities are working together. That's the important thing, working together. Matter of fact, I talked to the SWCC, if you don't know what a SWCC is, out of Harford County. So, you know, we have a great relationship with what's called MDEM. Actually, it's Maryland, MDEM, Maryland Emergency Management. It's not MEMA anymore. And we have a great relationship with our ESF-6. That's sheltering folks. We have a great relationship with them, and we stay in touch when there's a need for awareness. So just stand by. I'm going to get the word out next week, and maybe we'll have another EchoLink session for those who are interested in helping. And I and your section and you can all help. All right, take a break. Stand by. And we're going to go to the KA2 JAI repeater right after this break, KB3MXM. Oh, there's Chris, took care of us for us in the chat. Thank you, Chris. You're right on, thank you. Yeah, so the website's easy to find. And then you can search for House Bill HB331. All right, let's go to the KA2JAI. Mike, are you on there? And go ahead and check in and call your station, sir. All right, let me take this. Do we have any stations checking in via the KA2JAI? Your call signs, please. Or nothing heard there. Let's move to standby. Let's move to the W3FDK. The Mid-Atlantic Wireless Communications Group on the Frederick Repeater. Go ahead, check in.
Here, filling in for Yvette Houston. My name is Luke, W3JP, Lima Uncle Kilo Echo. I'm filling in for K3DL and Phil, W3ICF, and Sandy, W3K3EOF. So I'm filling in here for them. I'm just checking in, and the amount of information is phenomenal. It's the first time I've been on here, and I'll check in to see anybody in the Frederick Repeater area like to check in. This is W3JP. Go ahead.
KV3EOF, Sandy.
Anyone else?
M90BJ, listening only. I've already had my comments for the name.
Chester County, PA, no traffic.
Okay,
Sean.
Somebody else double from VA, go ahead.
Kilo Charlie 3, Oscar Kilo. Bill, Chester County, no traffic.
Okay, Bill, anyone else?
Alpha Charlie 3, Echo Whiskey, Mark and Frederick.
Good, Mark. W3JP here. Anyone else? Bill, go online. KT3EOF, Sandy, good to hear you there. W3JP.
Okay, thank you, Luke. W3JP, KT3EOF. Thanks, Luke, for corralling the troops, and also thanks, Sean, for listing all of our nets. Just like to say, we've been busy here in Frederick doing the hike across Maryland preparations. That's on the 7th of May. It's a 41-mile hike across the Appalachian Trail, and we're manning 10 ham radio checkpoints along that, so we're busy mapping out frequencies and organizing volunteers. And with that, I'll turn it right back to you, Luke. Thanks for what you're doing. W3JP, KVCEOF.
Thank you, Sandy. I'm glad I was able to help you. the Appalachian Trail sounds interesting. We'll get involved, volunteer for that myself. Okay, N90PJ, Sean, I heard you before, so you're just listening. KC3OOK, Bill, go ahead.
W3JP, KC3OOK. Good evening, all. Just sitting here listening tonight, and you're coming in here well in Chester County, PA. So that's really all for me. Back to net, KC3OOK.
Okay, Bill, thanks so much for checking in.
Well, there was another call in there that didn't quite get through. Anybody else want to check in here?
Kilo Echo 8, Tango Zulu Victor, Jason, and their traffic now.
Oh, very good, Jason. Thank you very much for checking in, and we'll talk to you on the repeater during the week. So thank you very much. I guess that's everyone. One more check. Okay, back to the net control mark, to Marty, KB3, MXM, W3JP.
All right, very good. Thank you, Luke. I've got, I'm going to need some fills here. Alpha Charlie 3, Echo Whiskey, I got you. Stand by a second. Jason, can you fill your call for me? I think I have Kilo Echo 8, but I don't have the rest, Jason. Give me the rest of the call, please.
It's Kilo Echo 8, Tango Zulu Victor.
Okay, thanks, Jason. I appreciate it. And I heard a Mark, Alpha Charlie 3, Echo Whiskey. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Marty, and good evening to everyone on the net. Got a new set of speakers on the HF radio tonight, a much clearer hearing, and there is continued Headquarters Mars interest in working with radio amateurs. We'll probably see more interest in that activity as the year goes on. Back to you, Marty. This is AC3EW.
We're missing you, Mark.
Did you not hear?
I hear the beginning of it.
I missed the beginning of it. I just was talking about the new speakers on my HF radio, and then just commented on the continued Headquarters Mars interest in working with amateur radio operators, which we'll see more of as the year goes on. This is AC3EW.
Very good, Mark. I didn't acknowledge you on the rotation is what I meant. I didn't get the call when you first checked in. Okay, back to Net Control, W3JP.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen, and I appreciate everyone checking in. Well, Chester County, Pennsylvania, that's awesome. You know, it's interesting. Mark's listening down there in Ocean, off the Ocean City repeater. And, you know, Mark's going to do that VHF range test, and if we get, we might get some tropo. So on April 2nd, you might want to turn your VHF radio on. You might hear something. All right, let's get through the rest of the list, but I've got to ID first, and then we're going to catch up with KA2JAI, and then we're going to go through the rest of our roster list. So just hang on, folks. We've got plenty of stuff to talk about and plenty of things to hear about and learn about here on the net. So this is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW, Wash_DC EchoLink repeater, or EchoLink and linked repeaters. We'll let everyone reset. Stand by. Okay, we're going to go to the KA2JAI, and then after we get those stations checked in, Joe, K1BLP. Joe, you're going to be right after we get done with the repeater. So, Joe, just stand by. We'll get to you in just a moment. KA2JAI. Go ahead, Mike. Let's see who we got on your side.
Thank you, Marty. Sorry about the difficulty there. We have coming up tomorrow our next monthly meeting, and as we always do, we're going to look at the solutions to our monthly WinLink and WebEOC drills. David WB3IGW takes care of the WebEOC part. He was talking about the mobile ears earlier. We also are going to cover GMRS, MERS, and we're going to talk about an exercise we have coming up in May. Okay, let me ask if there's anyone on the 805 wishing to check in, please call now.
That would be Whiskey 3, Romeo Delta Echo, Camera Dave in Glen Burnie.
KC3SDA, this is Larry in Timonium.
K3YLW, Andrea in Millersville.
K3SEO, it's the Verna Park.
Okay, I have RDE, SCA, YLW, and SCO. We'll go from the top and ask for comments, and please be brief. W3RDE, go ahead.
Thank you, Mike, and good evening, everyone. Hey, Marty, what's going on? This is Cameron Dave and Glen Burnie. Only message I have for the group is thank God it's Friday, and a 7-3 to everybody. Back to you, Mike. Whiskey 3, Romeo Delta Echo.
Thank you, Dave. KC3, SBA, go ahead.
Thank you, Mike. This is just a quick shout-out to Chester County. Did their FL Digi training, and it was fantastic. So kudos to Chester County. KC3 SDA, back to net.
Okay, thank you. K3YLW, go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. Looking forward to the Aries meeting tomorrow. Enjoyed the comics last week. And looking forward to our, where a bunch of us are participating in the BNA Marathon public service event. Camera Dave, I think you and I are scheduled at the, or assigned to the same spot. Looking forward to meeting you. Back to Ned, K3YLW.
M3SEO, your comments, please.
Good evening, all. All is well here, and talk to you later. N3SEO.
Okay, Marty, I will turn it back to you. This is KA2JAI73.
KB3YY.
All right, very good. Thank you, Mike. Okay, it looks like a station came in there. Yankee Yankee, your call sign, please. All right, Yankee Yankee, we didn't get to that time. We'll come back to you in just a moment. Stand by, please. All right, we're going to go to Kilo 1, Bravo, Lima Tango. Hello, Joe. Go ahead. All right, let's move down the list to Kilo Charlie 3, Sierra Yankee Victor. Paul, you're next. All right, nothing heard there. Let's go to Murray, Kilo Bravo 3, Lima Zulu Victor. All right, this is where I ask for somebody to give me a radio check. Chris, am I still, you're still hearing me, Chris, right?
You're doing fine, Marty.
All right. I don't have an SWR meter on my Echolink, so I don't know if it's actually right or not. All right, no Murray. Let's go to Chris. November 6, Charlie Juliet Bravo.
Good evening. This is November 6, Charlie Juliet Bravo. Chris out of Morningside. Just getting ready to retire out of the Navy, and as such, I've been looking at job listings. There is a radio technician 3 for the state of Maryland up in Stevensville, Maryland, Queen Anne's County. So if you have a GRO, you can find it on LinkedIn. If you want to try to make money off of your radio knowledge. That's all I have. Back to net.
Oh, wow, Chris. Okay, well, you and I have to talk. I'm a former Navy guy myself. All right, very good. Let's move down to Bill, November 3, X-Ray Lima. All right, let's go to Walter on his Android phone. That's cross-banding as far as I'm concerned. Let's see, wireless to the internet to the repeater. Yeah, it could be. All right, let's go to Walter, KB0, Uniform, Romeo, Zulu. All right, next on my list is Dave, W3RD.
Here I am, Marty. It's Camera Dave, W3RDE. Already gave you my message of thank God it's Friday. And looking forward to the weekend. I'll toss it back to you, and thanks for organizing the net. Whiskey 3, Romeo Delta, Echo, Dave, and Glen Burnie.
All right, very good. Well, you know, I had big, high hopes. I actually put together a programming clock. I don't know, is there software to do that? I got to find out from you folks that do in commercial broadcasting. I need a way of making a programming clock. I really do. All right, let's go to Rich. Rich, Alpha Bravo 3, Whiskey Romeo. All right, very good. Well, we're going to take a quick break here, identify, and give you some more information. World Radio Day is April the 18th. There was some great presentations by the League on how to make the World Radio event very popular. You can do it through your club, yourself, maybe a group of hands get together. And, you know, also keep in mind that a World Radio event is a great opportunity, especially for students who might be learning another language. I was very surprised many years ago. We had an event, and we were broadcasting, and one of the teenagers, it was their time to be on the radio, and they were like, okay, what do I do? Well, just turn around until you hear something. And they stopped on a station, and they were listening, and I said, well, that's German. You want to go to another station? They're like, no, I speak German. I was like, what? And for like almost a half an hour, they had a great conversation in German with a station that was in Germany. And after the student was done, And it was time to be, you know, relieved at the mic after another, you know, 30 minutes for an hour. When they went and told the other students, they were like, hey, you can talk to somebody in Spanish or French or whatever. And every one of them came out and says, can I talk to a French station? I thought that was pretty cool because I don't know how to do that. All right, let's take a break. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW EchoLink, the Wash underscore DC and Link repeaters. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. And let's see. We're going to go to Sam has no traffic. Let's go to, who's on the list next? Oh, I have to scroll down. Stand by, stand by. No audio on Ed. Wow, I might have gotten through the list. No, we got Dave. WB3IGW was checked in. So, Dave, you're going to be up right after we get back. KB3MXM, let's take a break. All right, that should be good. Now, I'll be honest with you. I don't watch the incoming stuff very often. So let me go up here and make sure I didn't miss. Oh, there's Vic. Hey, Vic. Yeah, I see you on the list. Okay, let's go. Let's go back to, I said I was going to do Dave, WB3IGW, and then we'll do Vic. Vic, you'll be right after Dave. Go ahead, IGW.
Well, thank you, Marty. Let's see. The only thing I have to add is that the Maryland Mobileers Amateur Radio Club will be having their HamFest on April the 24th at the Odenton Firehouse, and Marty, you had mentioned that earlier. I think the doors open at 7:30, and admission is a donation of $5, and I think the tables, if you want a table, it's $15 a table, and we have Bruce, AB3AC, is the head of the HamFest, and I guess he could be contacted on ARRL. Not sure what his email is right now. But anyway, that's about it. This is David, WB3IGW from Glen Burnie. And good net tonight, Marty.
Well, thank you very much, Dave, for that information. Edmonton HamFest on the 24th opens at 7:30, $5 to get in the door. And that'll be awesome. That'll be awesome. Okay. With that in mind, let's go down to Vic, WB2 Uniform. Go ahead, Vic.
Well, thank you, Marty. Good evening to the net. I've been playing around with WinLink Express as a sysop running WB2-10 on 145.090. Not 24 hours a day, about 12 hours a day, and it's basically been doing a lot of experimenting with it. And also over the last few weeks, a couple months, I've been running a 6-meter RMS tri-mode on 6 meters, and we've been doing some local experiments with that, a handful of us, and having fun with that. And as you well know, Marty, I got my nose in the rule book. I'm learning a lot more about Part 97, and as I told you, I've been doing a lot of research on Part 97 point, what is it, 115? Anyways, the one on the third party agreements and international communications. So I looked up House Bill 331, and educated myself about that. So I'll pass along that information to the local club here. There's some people who like to keep tabs on legislation. So thanks, Marty. That's all I have. 73.
All right. Well, very good, Vic. Very good. I hope that information I sent you for the league, I encourage you to get hold of them folks up there. You know, they're very familiar with this and the radio sport. The guy who does the legislate is also very involved in radio sport. All right, let's take a quick break here while I check my list. When we come back, let's see if we can pick up. I don't know if I didn't pick up anybody, but, you know, oh, wait a minute, there's Jim, KC3SOK. Did I get Jim? Let's do Jim right now. KC3SOK. Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, thanks for running the net, picking me up. Enjoy picking up lots of very useful and interesting information. Nothing here to report. Back to the net, and thanks again. 73KC3SOK, standing by.
All right, very good. Let me see what, let me check the chat box. Okay, nothing in the chat box. Okay, let me go back up to the roster here. Let's make sure I didn't miss anybody. Bill, you're still on there. November 3, X-ray Lima. Do you have a few words for us?
Yeah, Marty. Thanks for picking me up here. Just wanted to announce that on the second Tuesday of the month, do a section check-in on WinLink. Help exercise our WinLink skills. If you're not on the distribution list, you can drop the MDC WinLink. That's a tactical call sign, or N3XL message, and I'll get you on the distribution list. This is N3XL. Back to net control.
All right. Good information. Thank you for sharing that, Bill. I really appreciate it. You know, there's a lot of interest. I mean, I got my GMS license not quite a year ago and bought a radio. Actually, I had the radio before I had the license because I knew I wanted to get the license. So, you know, with the call signs of GMRS, and you know, if you're doing Mars or some other radio service, you know, maybe you own a boat, you've got a maritime license. These are all very, very important because your ability to communicate, especially point-to-point, is so important. You know, there's been outages. I don't know if you track this. I do. Any sort of outages of the Internet or the wireless carriers. So not that it's ever going to replace that, but it's definitely good to know and good to have. And another thing I recommend, especially if you're into emergency communications and you have a go bag, take a break here. Get a pair of those FRS radios. Let me tell you why. So if you are called to, let's say, you're going to go to one of the Maryland shelters, or you're going to go to you're going to be deployed somewhere, and you have to communicate with another organization, say we call them VOADs, V-O-A-D-S, Volunteer Organizations Aiding in Disaster Support or Services. It could be a church group, it might be a youth group, it might be a civic group, and you show up, but they say, well, we don't really have any room for you here, or we have you set up, let's say, around the corner, down the hall, in a room. You can hand them an FRS radio. I mean, I put my name on it, but hand them an FRS radio. Put it on one of the other channels, like 3 or 4, wherever it's at, and say, if you need me, just leave it here. My name is on it. I've got my little tag tied to it. It's got my name. If you need me for communications, all you have to do is call me. Well, I just press the button, just like on your radio there. Just press the button. Say, hey, Marty, do you have a minute? I'll come back. I'll walk down. Now, why is this a really good thing to do? Stand by. Let me give you a scenario. You show up at the shelter. You meet the shelter manager. You introduce yourself. Okay, the shelter man, Hank, is the shelter manager, and your name is Tim. And you say, very nice to meet you, Hank. And Hank says, well, let me get your phone number. So you guys swap phone numbers, put them in your phone, and you go to wherever you need to go. Or let's say they're like, well, we don't have any place for you to set up, but if you're local, I can just call you if I need you because you're like 5 minutes away. Okay, fine. And then Hank leaves when his shift is over. Hank is gone. Hank has gone home. Or he's gone wherever he's got to go. And all of a sudden you get a message sent to you because they know you're going to be the radio guy or gal, and you call up Hank, and Hank answers the phone. He says, hello. You know, it's like 10 o'clock at night. Hello? And you're, oh, hi, this is Tim. I have a message for you. Well, I'm not at the shelter anymore. So you have a break in that communications. But with the FRS radio and you being on site, whoever's sitting in that seat as the administrator or the person in charge knows now they can get hold of you using FRS. No license required. Hey, Marty. Hey, Tim. Hey, Bob. Mary, Nancy, you can come over here. I've got a question for you. We got somebody who's trying to look for. See how easy that is? And for the cost of 2 FRS radios, you will be the hero of the day because you have communications. All right. Let's take a break. I'm going to ID everybody, reset, and then I'm going to do an alibi if I missed anyone. Stand by. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland, D.C. Section Manager. You're listening to the monthly Maryland, D.C. Section AnchorLink Net here on the WB3GXW Wash underscore DC node and linked repeaters. Is there any stations that would like to check in that I haven't called? Your call sign, please.
Alpha Bravo 3, Yankee Yankee. Alpha Bravo 3, Yankee Yankee. Bill, Annapolis.
Okay, I've got Alpha Bravo 3, Yankee Yankee. Bill in Annapolis. Thank you very much for checking in this evening, sir. Do you have any words for the net?
Link node up here in Annapolis at the AB3YY-10, and it does both Vera FM and Packet.
Okay, Bill, I got you do Vera and you do Packet. Very good, very good. Thank you very much for checking in. And just a little scratchy on the audio, but we heard that, and we hope to hear you back here next month. All right, any more alibis before we close the net for this evening? Go ahead. All right, nothing heard. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank all of you, amateur radio operators, you and your family and your friends, your served agency partners. Remember to stay in touch with them as we go closer to, it's closer to the summer and hurricane season and inclement weather that we might have for the summer season. Protect your equipment. Be safe out there, and stay in touch with your local ham club, your emergency coordinator, and with your section and other fellow hams. Share the knowledge, and enjoy this. It's a great hobby. So with that, I will say, please be safe, be well, and be on the air. We'll see you next month on the third Friday at 8 p.m. here on the Wash underscore DC. Good night, all. 73s. KB3 MXM. We're clear. Goodbye.